This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, has responded to a U.S.-backed proposal for a Gaza ceasefire. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It came as Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in the Middle East trying to push through a deal that would halt the 8-month war.
Everyone's vote is in, except for one vote.
Hours later, Hamas says it offered a response.
And we are evaluating it right now.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby gave no details after Hamas appeared to stop short of outright accepting the deal, saying it wants some amendments. Hamas officials are wary about whether Israel will fulfill its end of the agreement, including eventually ending the fighting and fully withdrawing from Gaza in return for all the hostages Hamas now holds. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine and its allies drummed up support to protect Ukrainian cities from Russian missiles at a conference in Berlin on Tuesday and rallied international businesses to put their faith and billions of dollars into post-war reconstruction. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was hoping to come away from the conference with pledges of billions of euros for defense and agreements on building a new and more modern energy system.
This meeting in itself is already a result, because it is very difficult not to lose allies and partner countries.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz cited World Bank estimates that Ukraine could need $500 billion over a decade. He added companies had to be offered a business case for investing.
The reconstruction of the country will require massive investment. This will not be possible without private capital.
For additional stories,